This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Lawmakers are still trying to figure out if increasing Medicaid rates will help curb the cost of private health insurance. But doctors say there is another important reason to boost payments for providing government-funded care. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they're worried that failure to address the Medicaid issue could create a physician shortage and put independent practices out of business.
Dr. Joe Haddock isn't used to television cameras or advocating for political causes, but Haddock arrived at the Cedar Creek Room of the State House last week, ready to play a leading role in a well-attended press conference.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I've never done this before, so bear with me.
At issue is the $90 million payroll tax that Governor Peter Shumlin wants to use to boost Medicaid reimbursement rates to providers like Haddock. Shumlin says the measure would reduce what's known as the Medicaid cost shift and act as a relief valve on rising private insurance premiums. But Haddock says lower insurance rates aren't the only good reason to boost Medicaid reimbursements.
Practices can't continue paying only overhead and not paying the physicians for Medicaid patients. We're all happy to do so for an ethical reason, a moral reason, but if we can't pay our staff and we can't attract new physicians, there won't be any primary care physicians here in 4 or 5 years.
Reimbursement rates for Medicaid, on average, cover only about 60% of the cost to provide the care. About 15% of the patients in Haddock's family care practice in Williston are eligible for Medicaid. The federal government cut Medicaid rates by more than 20% on January 1st.
At our practice alone, the change in Medicaid reimbursement this year means a loss of about $125,000 to $150,000.
Haddock says his practice prides itself on welcoming Medicaid patients in need of care.
But with many of the dramatic changes in reimbursement of the last 2 years, I'm not sure we'll be able to afford to do that.
Bill Young, director of the Maple Leaf Treatment Center in Underhill, says the inadequacy of Medicaid payments is only getting worse. Young's facility provides residential substance abuse treatment.
And gradually the gap between what it costs to provide services and what Medicaid pays for them has widened. Until now, each year we lose between $350,000 and $500,000 by serving Medicaid patients.
Young says the problem is so acute that he's begun recruiting patients with private insurance from out of state. But he says that's not a good solution for the state of Vermont.
If you're successful, then you're turning away in-state people that need our services, and we don't want to do that. Then you're creating more barriers for local Vermonters, who are the people we're really most interested in serving.
Shumlin's proposal got its highest profile support to date last week when Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility signed on to the plan. Jennifer Kyoto is a managing principal at CS Associates in Burlington and a member of the VBSR Board of Directors. Kyoto says businesses that provide quality health benefits should see their payroll tax increase returned in the form of lower insurance costs. And she says it would help even the playing field between companies that provide decent benefits and those that don't.
The current approach is a hidden and inequitable tax on people who pay healthcare premiums. So those of us who are paying premiums are already covering this cost.
Lawmakers say they want to increase Medicaid reimbursement rates, but they've given a cold reception to the payroll tax and have yet to propose an alternative revenue source. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.